He doesn't exist.
With those words, spoken without any conscious thought or effort on his part, Luke Skywalker sat upright in bed and looked around at the dimly illuminated chamber. Beside him, his wife Mara stirred, and he glanced down at her. Who doesn't exist? I don't know. An enemy. You dreamed about him? He nodded. I've had the dream a couple of times before. It's not just a dream. It's coming to me through currents in the Force. He's all wrapped up in shadows. A dark hooded cloak, but more than that, shadows of light and... Luke shook his head, struggling for the correct word. And ignorance. And denial. And he brings great pain to the galaxy. And to me.
Well, if he brings pain to the galaxy, you're obviously going to feel it, Mara said.
No, to me personally, in addition to his other evil. Luke sighed and laid down again. It's too vague, and when I'm awake and I try to peer into the future to find him, I can't.
Because he doesn't exist.
That's what the dream tells me. Luke hissed in aggravation.
I have an idea, Mara said.
Tell me.
Let's wait until he shows up. Then crush him.
Luke smiled. All right. He closed his eyes and his breathing slowed, and within a minute, the rhythm of his breathing became that of natural sleep.
A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away,